Welcome to the real world. It's time to wake up. This was originally given as a speech at the first No Mas Manchester on the 23rd of October, 2021. If you'd like to come to our up-and-coming No Mas event in Scotland, details are in the description below. It'll be a good time, I promise. The loose fight back against the worst excesses of the modern world since the turn of the new millennium, at least, have overwhelmingly gone online. Those in this room are a testament to the fact that the online space is a useful tool for those willing to go outside of the news cycle for gathering information, making connections, and assessing ideas that have been excised almost entirely from the everyday life. Past, this was the preserve of a small number of academics, who had access to the pre-industrial world the population at large did not. This fire hose of information is a two-edged sword. For every person who has ripped themselves from the myths of history, hundreds more have been injected daily with more efficient forms of propaganda. Online spaces have also functioned as sandboxes, a containment area for any dissident movement. Organizing, researching, and discussion can only take you so far without venturing outside the confines of the digital space. Those who were on the pre-social media version of the internet knew this implicitly. The internet is not the same as real life and does not constitute action in of itself. This is why it was never serious business back then. Pure information only makes its way into reality through physical action. It seems basic, but it's something we need to keep at the front of our minds. What happens when, as so easily could happen, the online services get turned off? Your support network instantly disappears. Only those you have personal online connections to remain in the event of a collapse. Look to your right, look to your left. This may be all you have. The Matrix, its metaphors and its imagery have been used as an allegory for the activities of ideological dissidents since the early 2000s. The red pill is a well-worn term for waking up to the world around you, but the idea that you have to enter and live in the real world is somewhat lost on people. Over the last decade, the power of the internet to change the world had been breathlessly extolled, from Anonymous to Occupy to the Arab Spring, and even the 2016 election of Trump. The amorphous force of the internet is a convenient explanation for events that the power center either cannot fully grasp or does not want you to fully grasp. The invisible hand of supposedly spontaneous action gives us a comforting sense that people power is effective against the realities of modern governance, and that at any moment, the people will decide that they have had enough and that the line has finally been reached and the rot will stop and go no further. At its most naive, this outlook presumes that someone in a Kekistani t-shirt will stand up, give the internet autist equivalent of MLK's I Have a Dream speech, and a new age of civil rights will dawn in which a benevolent government, finally rid of those pesky woke SJWs, will guarantee our sacred rights of free speech once again. I am, of course, being facetious, but on some level this is still how many view the struggle, especially within the online space. There has never been, and there can never be, truly bottom-up change. All of the instances of activism changing the world, especially from the 1960s, have been the result of top-down action by the power structure or the interference of an external sovereign force. No physical, peaceful protest on its own can bring about shifts in a determined regime. So certainly no online protest or YouTube channel is going to change the world in isolation. We have, unfortunately, been sold an inflated view of the internet and our own relative power by the establishment itself. This does not mean action is futile, but don't mistake acknowledging reality for descending into nihilism. But we have to spend our energies in worthwhile ways. Many of you don't need to hear this, you already know. But I'd like to state it again. There is no combination of words that will persuade the boot to remove itself from your neck. The current situation simply cannot be debated away with facts and logic. Winning the argument means nothing without gaining tangible levels of power. Rhetoric is not going to save you from the tightening net of the global panopticon. Only those around you can render aid. The online space has gone from Wild West to nightmare surveillance in 2 decades. It is now easier and safer to make many of these discussions and ideas offline, and that's just what I propose we do. It's a point I touched on in the Q&A section of my speech at Shieldings in August, but I envision something between a church hobby group and Project Mayhem. Low-level grassroots organization is as basic as it gets, but building something step by step is the only way to get where you want to go when you're starting from effectively zero. The first hurdle really is this: create an environment for yourself and others in which you feel able to speak your mind. So much of the conditioning we live with forces us to hide from those around us for fear of rejection or reprisal, but we can't progress anywhere if we can't be honest to those around us in our everyday lives. Even a step this simple will involve sacrifice. That's how the system is set up to punish people for daring to think and live in different ways, especially those who do so vocally without fear or shame. I'd like to acknowledge the work of the basket weavers in getting people in the same room, but we need something broader and more formal than simply ad hoc gatherings in the long term. We all are here because on some level we feel a commitment to community above and beyond that of false party political tribe. We strive to build places that reflect our inner selves, beliefs, and morals. To do so, we must build that world first within ourselves, then within our families, then export it to our communities and those around us. This fellowship already exists, albeit in a scattered sense, and only shows itself when events like this happen. We must be a manifestation of that lost sense of connection with our fellow man, if anything is to change. Some of you may struggle with the religious language necessary to express such intangible ideas, but we must be the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Being set apart with ideas that are alien to many, but acting in a way that others cannot help but be drawn to. As many have pointed out, we are the men amongst the ruins. We don't need to reflect those ruins. I again defer to the biblical, be in the world, but not of the world. There is a craving, an emptiness within modern life that is a near universal experience as we have become atomized, uprooted from our communities, and fed a world which is devoid of wonder. It is our lofty task to help fill that void, but simply having a group of people who are willing to invest time in those around them and be there for them is a huge step towards rebuilding the higher trust society we all clamor for. Despite the rhetoric of those who want a utopian brotherhood of man, there is precious little immediate humanity in their actions. What I've learned from my journey through these disparate online communities is that no one else is going to do it for you. By having the balls to put on a shirt and show up in person, you differentiate yourself from those who simply bluster. Gatherings like this should be the norm, and not merely the exception. The online world has become hostile to us and only provides us with a facsimile of community that is vulnerable to the whims of government and tech organizations. It takes orders of magnitude more effort and resources to come into people's homes, their pubs, their social clubs, to physically remove them, so to speak, than it does to flip a switch, disband a Discord group, a Telegram group, or mass ban Twitter accounts. When the time comes for police at the door, and it has come for some of us already, a community of people who are physically there for each other is orders of magnitude more resilient than one which disappears when the lights and the internet go out. Thank you for listening, everybody. That was my speech from the inaugural Nomos event, all the way back in the halcyon days of October 2021. If you would like to hear more of this, we do have an event coming up in October, as I said at the beginning. It is not quite as speaker-focused, but it is more community-focused, so it is a good place to have a gather, have a drink, have a three-course meal, as there will be, and come and discuss all this stuff in person. It really is vital that we are able to create real-life communities, as I said in this speech. And to be fair, there are people who've taken up the mantle of what I said here, and there has been a lot of building that's been going on, which I'm very appreciative of. When I see people, I did mention the basket weavers in there, but they are a group of people who are putting their money where their mouth is. In fact, they've been struggling a little bit with growth recently and trying to vet people a little more closely, let's say, as eyeballs may come on them. But there'll be more of these speeches coming out as we tick down to No More Scotland. I thought it'd be a good idea to get all these up here in a video format so people can reference them and see that we have this body of work that we've not only written down, but we have presented to rooms full of 80, 100 people in person at our own events. It's been quite amazing to do so. So I'll see you guys next time, and goodbye.